You're listening to SB Nation at the Super Bowl.
We are now pleased to be joined by the fastest man in the world, in the galaxy. I'm going to go ahead and step out on a limb. He's dressed to impress, the one and only Harrison Hand. What's going on, my man?
Great. How are you?
We're doing really well. We're not looking as sharp as you, though, I'm going to be honest.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
So what went into this fashion decision? I mean, because this has got to be the best shirt you own. I mean, if you own a better shirt than this, then I need to go shopping.
One of them.
It just captures the Miami vibe. Like, it fits perfectly. Yeah.
So what's your week been like so far?
It's been a great week. I just landed here last night. I've been training all week, so.
What'd you do when you landed?
Went right to sleep.
You didn't even, did you check your phone? Like, did anything? I mean, you literally walked in the room and went to sleep?
Walked in, talked to my peoples, my uncle, my mom. No, my sister got waiting for my sister to get in, but.
Are you someone who, when you do phone calls, FaceTimes? Or are you just talk on the phone?
I'd rather FaceTime.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I find this to be fascinating because I hate FaceTiming. I've been FaceTiming my wife while I've been out here, but it just feels so uncomfortable. Because I have to hold the phone. You know what I mean? If I'm on the phone, I can use my AirPods.
Right.
But you like to FaceTime? You'd rather do that?
Yeah. I mean, because I always do a group FaceTime with my mom and my uncle.
You can
That's
do group
fun.
FaceTimes?
Yeah.
Yes, you sure can.
How many
every day.
How many people can you put in there?
I want to say the most is about 6 or 8.
I think so.
Have you ever done
that? I think that's correct.
Have you done that before?
Yeah, my family.
That's
How
awesome.
What is that? That's your phone's got to be just a block of noise.
It is. A lot of people going on.
Okay. All right. So what's your training been like so far? What kind of drills are you doing? Break it down for us.
Okay. It's definitely been a great training experience, but even working on start for the 40.
Right.
First half, back half, the 5x5.
How many times have you run a 40-yard dash so far?
I haven't ran it once yet. But
okay. How many times have you practiced a start then?
Oh, a million. Yeah.
Is that the most important part of the 40, getting off to that fast start?
Yeah, I definitely say that's one huge part. Without a great start,
What are you looking to run? What's a goal for you right now?
A goal? I'm just going to say nothing higher than a 4.4.
All right.
I think that's fair. I mean, that's totally fair. I know this is broad right now, but if you could choose, could choose where you would play, where would that be?
Truthfully, I don't have really a team in mind, but, I know a team that has a great and fun atmosphere that I've saw over the past season. I say the Ravens.
That'd be a fun secondary to be a part of. No doubt about that. What are your thoughts on Matt Rhule? I know you kind of went back, you had different roads. You know what I mean? He went from Temple to Baylor. You went from Baylor to Temple. But what are your thoughts on him?
Great coach. I love Matt Rhule. He's huge on his guys, being a great person, not just a great athlete on the field, but a great man off the field. He do a lot of community service. And, he just wants the best out of you.
Was the conversation even at Temple a little bit about him, even though he was gone? I mean, could you see traces of that?
Yes. Definitely the guys, we're working on the field. It's always brought back to Matt Rhule.
Right.
How Matt drills and just the tough.
What's a Matt drill?
Matt drill?
Yeah.
Something that you got to be mentally tough for. It's not just physical, it's mental.
Okay.
Truly mental.
Well, maybe you'll be a Panther. You know what I mean?
Right.
Maybe the whole comes together. What do you think of Carolina?
Right. That'll be a great experience. I would love to go there.
See, I think about this a lot. If I was going to be drafted in the NFL, if I had any of the athleticism you have, I think about where would be a cool place to live? Kind of like you're saying, I know the Ravens have a fun community. And then I think about it, it's every major place has a Chick-fil-A.
Right.
They have a Chipotle. They have a Target. I could survive anywhere. You know what I mean? But, are you looking, does cold weather bother you? Is it something you just, you're going to go no matter what. But would you rather not be in cold weather? Would you rather not be in hot weather? I mean, what are those types of things that you are kind of just crossing your fingers for?
I mean, I love the hot weather. Everyone loves the hot weather.
Right.
But kind of grew up in the cold, so I'm used to it. So if I get drafted by somewhere cold, it wouldn't be a problem. So
what about, what's your favorite color? Because I have to imagine you've imagined yourself in different uniforms.
Yeah. Favorite color. I don't know why that's such a hard question for me.
It's a deep question. It says a lot about a person.
Right, it does.
Yeah.
But, we're just warming you up for the questions at the combine.
Yeah,
right,
exactly. Yeah.
Favorite color. I'd probably say, I'm going to go white.
Wow, that's that's a good NFL combine
answer.
It is
a great NFL combine answer.
Every team's got something involved there. That's okay. That's legit. Yeah. What about like, what's your ideal, like how many like sweatbands or gloves? Like, what do you put on? What's your thing? Like, you know, cause like, dude, like when I gotta imagine also you've created yourself on Madden and you put yourself in the gear you want.
Right. Sometimes I'm just a gloves and no show sock cleats guy, you know,
okay.
Got the arms out, legs out, everything.
Okay.
Out. Sometimes I like to do long baggy sleeves.
Baggy?
Yeah.
Why do you like them baggy?
I don't know. I don't really like the tight look. I just like the baggy is just more like smooth.
So, but it's about look. It's not about, because I feel like if they were baggy, that might make it more difficult for a receiver. I don't know why I think that.
Well, it gives receivers something to grab onto, and so they might get penalized.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying, man. Like I'm helping you strategize.
Yeah, like that's the game within the game right there. Like that is strategy.
Definitely is.
Okay, so baggy sleeves. What color do the sleeve? Like, do you want the sleeve to complement the jersey, or you don't care?
It depends.
Okay.
Depends. Like, you know, I got a cherry. Until we had a cherry jersey. Most of the time I have a cherry long sleeve.
So, you go full out. You want to, like, completely be 100%. You don't want to go, like, cherry and then white or cherry and black. You want to be 100% decked out.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
Most of the time.
I can appreciate that. What are you watching on Netflix right now?
Netflix, I just finished. What did I just finish? A show called Frequency. But.
There's a great movie called Frequency.
Bro.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a little bit older.
Yeah,
but
it's like
good.
1993. Like that's like 100 years ago. So
yeah, like you were not even born yet when this movie came out.
So Frequency, what else?
Favorite show? I'd either say the OA, or
is that one of those like CW shows? What is?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that one at all.
It's a crazy. It's a mind-bending show that a lot of people probably might not like, but if you're into like different. Like realities and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Think, so you like a Black Mirror guy then?
Yeah, I like that show.
Okay. All right, then I'm adding this one to my list. So.
Yeah, the OA.
Excellent.
Definitely love you too.
Dude, you're the third guy.
You are
to say
the third
that.
Guy, and I just finished it too. So yeah, I agree with you. It was really, really good.
Is there any part of that show that when you're watching, and I don't mean this the way it sounds, but that you're like, I've kind of done that. I know that sounds horrible, but everyone to some degree has done some sort of like social media, like checking out, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, everybody does it. You're not going to talk to a person that's crazy on social media.
Yeah.
So.
But I hope that nobody takes it as far as they do in you. Because that is way too much.
What's a song that you know all of the words to? I'm talking like you can't say like Sweet Caroline or like, you know, like whatever. It's got like, or like Old Town Road. Like it's got to be like a real song. Not that those aren't real songs.
Old Town Road is a
real
song.
No, I know. I didn't mean that. But yeah, I mean like a song that not everybody
so
knows. Exactly.
A song that I don't know other words to. Does that have to be kind of like old?
Could be anything.
No, anything.
Anything?
Anything.
Mm-hmm. I'd probably say Erykah Badu, On and On.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. That's good.
That's a great answer. Yeah.
What's your go-to snack? Like, is it Goldfish or like Pringles? I mean, it's almost lunchtime at the time of this recording, so I don't know if that's obvious.
Go-to snack, I'd probably say Cheez-It Snaps.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry, Kevin, I ain't coming.
Do you ever, some snacks, I don't know if Cheez-Its qualify for this, like where you eat them normally, but some you let dissolve. Do you ever do that with a Cheez-It, like just let it dissolve?
You let it dissolve it, like.
Yeah.
Just have it on top of your tongue and top of your.
That's what I'm saying. Like I like Cheeto Puffs. Those are really good.
No, they are great. Oh yeah, I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like some you want to crunch, but some you just want to put it in and like just park it. You know what
I mean?
Right, and just chill for a little
let
while.
Let it hang in there, huh?
Exactly. So the next 2 months are going to be crazy for you. Have you reached out to anybody? Any current NFL players, guys that you know that have been drafted? You know, just asking for advice.
I definitely talked to guys that went to Temple. You know, like Nate Harris,
Rocky Sin.
Yeah. Yeah, great role model. Him, Nate Harrison, Tavon Young, Hassan Reddick.
That's a good point. When Rocket Sin came out, everybody was like, this dude's got the greatest name of all time.
Right.
Was that when you first met him, was that like your first thought? I can't imagine you thought anything else other than that your first thought.
No, it's a hard name. It's a hard name. I love the name.
Your name's pretty good too, and I think it's good for like, you get interception. You know what I mean? Like, that's got to be like, we can, like, there's a great logo that we have to design at some point with your last name. I mean, yeah. So what are your Twitter and Instagram so that everybody can go follow you, see you, like, post on your story that you watched you're eating Cheez-Its and everything.
Right, right.
Let everybody know where they can find you.
No, my Instagram is Harrison Hand, two Ds at the end.
Okay.
But Twitter, it's probably, I think it's like underscore Harry 22.
You think it's?
Yeah.
I mean, so you don't, you must not use it as much.
Yeah, I really don't use Twitter like that. But I'm mostly on Instagram like that.
Is Twitter on your homepage of apps?
No.
Dang, dude.
I kind of got
That's cold.
I mean, it's on the homepage. I got everything kind of at like the bottom. Mm-hmm. Like all in groups.
Oh, dude.
My music is.
That's an interesting way to handle organizing your apps. I couldn't do that.
I actually like it a lot.
Yeah.
But I guess that makes sense.
It's just everything's right here.
It's like Marie Kondo. You Marie Kondo. That's a great point. I love it.
Yeah.
That's a great way to put it. Oh, okay. You taught us something. Hopefully you learned something.
Right.
Not going to make any assumptions. But Harrison Hand, appreciate it. Enjoy the next few months. I know it's going to be stressful, but it's going to be worth it. So best of luck to you. Be rooting you on.
I appreciate being here.